There's still time to make progress towards those big goals this year, even if you've failed miserably over the past few months. Don't wait for the new year to begin again. Join me today as we chat about wiping the slate clean, if you need to, and starting fresh as we prepare to enter quarter four of 2022. Ready to get started? Let's do the thing. Hey, and welcome to Mama Business, a workshop-style podcast that helps busy mamas like you navigate the highs and lows of managing a family and having a business dream, too. I'm your host, Sarah Brumley. I'm a wife, mama to three, and a hobby blogger turned business growth specialist. It's my job every day to help mamas grow, scale, and thrive in the online business world without sacrificing their family lives. Each episode features real-life talk about home and business, coupled with actionable strategies you can implement immediately. No fluff necessary. So, if you are ready to create a bigger impact at home and in business, you are in the right place. This is Mama Business. Well, hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Mama Business Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Brumley of BrumleyMarketing.com, and I am so excited to be chatting with you today. I don't know about you, but I always come off of summer break amazed that we are nearly three quarters of the way through the year. It's about this time each year that I pull out my goals planner and check to see what I need to accomplish to get all of the things done. And that's a great feeling if I can look at the goals and see that I've made progress to date. But when I'm looking at a notebook full of goals that I haven't even started or can no longer even reasonably achieve, what then? And trust me, it happens, as you're going to hear as we move forward in this episode. I think for most of us, the response tends to be to give up. To decide that we're going to have better luck next year, just close the planner and coast through to January 1st. But how does that really help us achieve those bigger goals? How does that help you launch the business dream you have, or make the additional income your family desperately needs, or lose the baby weight, or whatever else your goal might be? Spoiler alert, it doesn't. If you coast through to the new year, you'll be just 3 months further behind. And I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to settle for that. So today I'm challenging us to wipe the slate clean and start fresh. Let's not wait until the new year to accomplish something great. In order to do so, I'm going to talk about the three categories we can find ourselves in as it relates to our goals or dream planning at this time of year. You'll likely find that you resonate with one more than the other, and that's great because for each one, I'm providing the exact strategy you need to get back on track and make a bigger impact in quarter four. So let's jump into these three categories you might find yourself in today and how to move forward in a way that's most effective for you, for your family, and for your business. Ready to go? Let's do it. The first category you might find yourself in is what I like to refer to as the kicking butt and taking names category. You know who you are. This is a mama who started out on January 1st with her goals in place and hasn't wavered since. If you're in this category, you likely hit most of your goals out of the park by the end of quarter one and are still going strong. If that's the case, you're a rock star and probably feel like you're on top of the world, right? In that case, take a break, go grab yourself a cup of coffee, and we'll see you in the next episode. I'm totally joking though. Stick around because I really do think you're going to benefit from this. Because while you're doing amazing things, no matter where you are in your life and business, there's always room for improvement. So my challenge for you today is to look back at the goals you set for this year and ask yourself the following questions. Question number one is, in what ways might you be allowing that goal accomplishment to give you permission to backtrack? Now, this might not make a lot of sense right off the bat, but stick with me here. Let's say that your goal was to lose 20 pounds this year. You hit the gym every day between January 1 and May 15th and hit that goal. Congratulations. But what are you doing now? Are you continuing to hit the gym and maintain that progress? Or have you started to slack off? The last thing you want to do is to gain back all of that weight in quarter four and then have to add lose 20 pounds to your goal list again for 2023, right? Just something to think about. The second question I want you to ask yourself is, what's a bigger goal I could set? Or do I need to set a bigger goal? Maybe you lost that 20 pounds and you need the push to lose 10 more. Maybe you're getting close to hitting your revenue goal for your business, but you know that if you pushed a little harder, you might be able to double it. Like I said before, quarter four can make a huge impact on your life and business, but if you coast through it, you won't see the results you could have. So how can you level up those goals? Question number three, I want you to ask yourself, what new goals or goal could I set for this final quarter of the year? The great thing about accomplishing those goals you set in January is that now you might have the ability to accomplish something bigger than you thought would ever be possible this year. Does your business need a website? Should you focus more on getting new clients? Whatever it is, don't let the fact that it's the middle of the year keep you from creating new goals that will help you move the needle forward in your life and business. All right, so that's the kicking butts and taking names group, but let's move on to the second category now. And that category is what I like to refer to as the life circumstances have changed category. Once again, you probably know who you are. This is a mama who started out on January 1st with her goals in place and couldn't wait to achieve them. In fact, she might normally fall into that first category, but this year things just didn't pan out. If you're in this category, your family or personal life circumstances changed. You might have hit part of your goals, but many of them might not even apply anymore, or maybe you're noticing that they're never going to be able to be achieved. So now you're struggling with what to do about them. Honestly, this is the category I fall into this year. I started off the year all gung-ho that I was going to meet all of my goals, but when I opened my goal planner at the beginning of August, it was clear that I've met some of those goals, but there are others that either no longer apply or there's no way that I can achieve them, even if I set my mind to do it right now. If I continue to look at those goals the way that I wrote them or set them on January 1, I know that I'm going to end this year feeling like I've failed. Are you in that category? If so, I want to encourage you today to recognize that life happens. Goals are meant to move us in the right direction, not to be set in concrete. Circumstances change, our desires change, our dreams change. Why? Because we're human. And this is where wiping the slate clean comes into play. Throw out the goals playbook from the beginning of the year and do the following. And I recommend doing this on a separate piece of paper or in a separate goals journal than your January ones. And the reason for that is because we really want to leave behind any reason to feel that guilt on December 31st, okay? So here's what you need to do next. First of all, we need to determine which goals you've accomplished or can still accomplish this year. Write those in your new goal planner. You might even decide to up-level those goals, like losing a bit more weight or getting a couple more clients or whatever it might be that helps you hit your goal. And I'll use my own goals here as an example, okay? I made goals this year in 8 categories: health, friends, finances, faith, marriage, business, family, and recreation. As of the date of this recording, I've met my health goal and I'm on track to reach my business and friends goals. Seriously, friends, those are the only goals of the ones I created in January that I'm going to be able to achieve this year. So I'm going to write those goals down in my new goals planner, which I purchased and I'm really enjoying. Now, I know that I've already met my health goal, which was to lose the baby weight this year. So I'm going to up-level that goal by adding in 3 HIIT or Pilates workouts on top of my regular walking schedule. If you know me, I love to walk, but I do know that I need to do some toning. So that's going to level up that goal of, you know, getting a little bit healthier. By doing so, I know that I'm going to reach the end of 2022 even further along than where I thought I could be. The second thing to do is to eliminate any goals that no longer apply, whether those are personal goals, business goals, or something else you have. If your life circumstances have changed or you just don't want to do that thing anymore, and sometimes that's just the case, right? We just don't want to do it anymore, and that's okay. Let it go. In my case, I know that I am not going to be able to achieve my finances, family, marriage, or recreation goals this year. In fact, the original goals I set in these areas aren't even applicable at the moment, so I'm going to scrap them entirely. You know what? That's okay. It doesn't mean that I haven't accomplished things in those areas. It just means that based on the changes in my life and our life this year, the things I set out to accomplish aren't the things that are going to continue to move the needle forward as I look towards the end of 2022. So, First thing to do is to determine which goals you can accomplish or have accomplished. The second thing is to eliminate any goals that no longer apply. And the third thing is to create new goals if needed, if you want to create new goals. And I highly recommend doing this, okay? Start by taking a few minutes to think about the areas of your life that are priorities for you over the next few months. Do you have a goal you are currently working toward in that area? You know, one you are already doing awesome with? Or do you need to create a new one? In my case, I know that I have goals that I'm working on or going to accomplish in my health, business, and friends categories. But I also know that I prioritize my marriage, family, and finances as well. So I'm going to create some new goals to accomplish before the end of the year. They obviously will be goals tailored to the shortened time period. I'm not expecting to accomplish a year-long goal in a quarter, right? And neither should you. So those are the things that I'm going to be creating or looking at as I'm moving forward with quarter four. That's the life circumstances have changed category. And that brings us to the last category you might fall into, which is goals. What goals? If you're in this category, I know that you know exactly what I mean by this. You created goals or didn't create goals, and either way, you haven't done anything with them since January 1st. In fact, you couldn't find a copy of them even if you tried. The good news at this moment is that your slate is already clean, but it's time to make some plans for the upcoming quarter. What will you accomplish during this season? How will you progress toward creating that dream business or dream life or whatever it is you have in your brain as the thing on the horizon? The best part is that I have a free goals download to help you narrow your focus and determine what matters most to you. You can grab it at brumleymarketing.com/goals or click through the link in the show notes. So I'm not going to dive any deeper into actually how to create goals, because if you want that resource, it's going to outline that exactly for you. But that brings us to the action part of this episode. And you know me, I'm a huge proponent of taking action, because action is where the dreams turn into the reality. And that's why every Mama Business episode comes with action steps you can take immediately to up-level your mama life and business. Now, I'm hoping that you've found the category that you belong in and you know what to do next, and that you're going to do all of those things. But no matter which of these categories you're in, my challenge for you today is to give yourself permission to wipe the slate clean of anything and everything you haven't accomplished yet this year. From that point, just start fresh with new goals that will help you move closer to what you dream of for your life, family, and business. Because mama, the last thing you want to do is get to December 31st and find yourself, your business, your life at the same place it was at the start of the year. Now, I know from personal experience that I am much more likely to accomplish what I set out to do if I'm accountable to someone. So DM me on Instagram at Sarah L. Brumley and let me know what your biggest goal is for this upcoming season. Because there's nothing I love better than the opportunity to support another mama business. And until next time, just know that I am cheering you on. You've got this, mama. Have an awesome day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Mama Business. If you liked the episode, please leave a review on the Apple Podcast app. It might seem like a little thing, but it makes a huge difference. And if you have any questions, want to request a podcast topic, or just want to connect, you can find me over on Instagram at Sarah L. Brumley. Remember, it is possible to have your family and your business dream too, as long as you know what to do and when to do it. This is Mama Business.